Welcome. The Dyna-Gro has a new variety we would like to offer. It's 2570. We are very excited about this particular variety. It complements what we currently have. It will certainly be a great addition to our current lineup. I'd like to first introduce a little bit about the weather extremes that this particular variety had to endure. And I had built a very brief little equation. First, we froze out. Then we got hailed out. Then we burned out, and then we got flooded out. Now, the flooded out part at the very end at harvest occurred mainly up in the Missouri area where we took about 12 inches of water on the crop. So once the water receded, then we were able to pick the crop. So it worked out pretty bad. But when you add all this together, you end up with a wipeout. So that's pretty bad on a researcher's standpoint trying to build the database and gather information about a particular variety. But nonetheless, we have something to work with. I'd like to talk a little bit about, again, what kind of extremes this particular crop had to go through. So we had anywhere from nothing to up to 3.5 bales. So it is a very good performer, you know, when there's water there, but you got to have water to make the crop. With the gin turnouts, you can expect about a 41%. So this particular variety will make Lent. You know, it's there to make the crop, but it did range anywhere from 39 to 45. That's not bad. The Micronair was a different effect. It is typically have a little higher Micronair to it, but it's now the discount range. It did range anywhere from 3.6 to 4.3, so it kind of settled down to actually in the premium range. So it's not bad again. So it did respond very well. With the length on this, is about a 35-36 staple length of 1.13. But when you put it through this kind of heat, the stress, no water, it certainly fell off. So it did affect that. Do keep in mind that with Micronair, the temperature, water, fertility, plant population makes a big effect on how that works. And I think plant population is certainly a big key to manage this crop. With the length, it is a genetically controlled aspect of that particular fiber. However, temperature, water, and fertility will have some impact on that. And then lastly, on the strength, again, it is genetically controlled, affected by the temperature and water. And it was affected. You know, we did lose some strength aspects off that particular variety. Talking a little bit about this variety and what it can offer to us, we do have the Bogard 2 Flex option. Keep in mind that if you really don't care for this, but it's something to do consider, because the Bogard 2 is going to give you some control where you do have those sub-lethal levels of some of these worm pressures that we do experience in this area. And, of course, with the Flex, you do have several options with controlling weed late in season. The way I've got my data summarized, we're looking at the entire cotton belt. So the southeast will encompass those states from Virginia wrapped around to Alabama. The mid-south is any of those states that touch Mississippi River. And then the southwest is all those states out west. So that will be the consistency that I'll try to offer through this. Throughout trying to take our data and so forth, we're looking at early planting. We're looking at different soil series, sand, silt, clays. We're looking at no-till, with or beds, without beds, flats, any kind of combination we can put it on to get a real good overall idea how this thing will respond. Again, irrigation is absolutely essential nowadays. Cotton is probably one of the more drought-tolerant products we have. However, water really kicks it up a notch, and this variety really, really responds to that. This particular shot is taken out of around the Agri Center over in Memphis. We had started off with a really great start. And a really robust growth to it. This particular plant will very vigorous, very early growth to it. And this is a 60-day-old crop. So we're starting to get into our fruiting period and bloom for that matter. But with this, when the rain quit, it dried up and it totally turned around, went south, a totally different direction. So it looks good on the front end, but it ended up kind of going opposite direction later. As we carry this on through, it, I think, is a very good option for us looking at no-till or in cover crops. So it's definitely something we need to consider and try to encompass more no-till on a farm. This variety will work very, very well for you in that environment. Looking at storm tolerance, it is not a real tight, locked product. And so with that, it's going to pick real easy, but it's going to tag a little bit, but it will stay on the plant. It's not going to fall out on the ground. Now, I'm going to show you a little comparison. If you look at some other products, it didn't stay in a lock. It fell on the ground, so it has a rough comparison. So we're going to kind of rate it as a moderately resistant storm tolerance or good, very good storm tolerance. So it's something there that will work for you. This is after it's been pitched, of course, machine on these spindle pick machines. How you set it to kind of give you how ragged of a look you're going to end up with. But we think it picks very, very well in this particular situation and used pretty much in all environments out west all the way to the east coast. This is a shot taken out of the Missouri boot hill. This was dry land on no-till. You can tell that at the very top of the plant, we lost all the fruit. When it turned off dry, it turned off dry. And as a result, that plant shucked off the whole top part of that plant. However, we did get to keep our bottom crop and our middle crop. So it did make it over a two-bale crop. We're real pleased with that. But like I say, I think with the drought tolerance inherent of this variety, I think we've got an excellent opportunity with it when we don't have such severe weather conditions. Now, in total opposite, in an irrigated environment up in North Arkansas, we have a 2.8 average. So it's it did very, very well in those environments. So it's very, very responsive to fertility and to irrigation. We got one other combination under a no-till environment with irrigation, ended up with 2.25 bale. So we had some good cotton out there that we did manage to get and to look at. This particular shot has had 9 inches of rain on it since the crop was totally open. Again, that storm tolerance, it holds very, very well against the high winds and with all the rain that it experienced. So there's very little cotton on the ground. A few agronomic points about 2570. It is an upland type. It is early medium, very good seedling vigor. It is a very bushy, very aggressive plant. So you can expect from the main stem to that first position about a 6-inch distance before you start putting that position on. Second to third position will be about 3 inches, and then from there on about a 2-inch. So it's a pretty big, wide plant. You give it room and it'll take every bit of it. It is a smooth leaf. It is on average about a 40 to 43-inch tall plant. So it's got some height to it, and it will need some Mepiquat maintenance on it to kind of settle it down a little bit. It does have a medium to large size bowl to it. Very, very good drought. That's one thing you really notice about the plant. It takes off. It loves heat. So it's a really, very adapted for that. And again, I really like the no-till option where it'll take those cool soils and it'll grow off and all that heavy residue. We've had very good ratings on verticillium and fusarium wilts. Our gin turnouts, again, are somewhere around the 40% range. Very good uniformity in the premium range. The Micronaire, again, is going to be a little bit on the high side. That's going to give you a mature fiber with a little bit of a coarse texture to it. But, again, that's going to keep you out of the discount. About a 36 staple on it and excellent strength on this product. This particular floating bar chart kind of hopefully show you where this variety lines up with its peers against immaturity. So on the left side, we've got a list of our varieties. There's competitors and some other types looking at different traits, different how early and late, and also some of the flex products. And, of course, on the bottom or x-axis, we'll have on the left side the full, and over on the right is the very early. So if you look at the percent open bowl on a given day and you make some comparisons on a two-year average, you kind of see how things will line up. So the green, noted on here with the 2570, it's about what I would call about a medium to early. Typically, the Stonewall 5599 is a more of a medium to full season, so you kind of see kind of how it will fall in. And also on the 2242, one of our earlier products, you know, the further to the right it goes, it kind of shows you a little bit of how the earliness gets. So with the two-year average, that's about where it falls in line. Use your imagination a little bit. If you take a cotton plant that right at defoliation and you split it right down the middle and you look at one half of it, that's what I'm trying to depict here. So the green in this chart shows the first position bowl load from top to bottom. So normally with this plant, you're going to have about a 6th to 7th node first fruiting position. And then from there on, you can see how it falls on. Looking at the yield data. Again, back to my looking at southeast, mid-south, and with the southwest, you can see how the yield trial is around 1,200 pounds across the board. So it's a very broad-based adaptive product. How does it compare, again, with in addition to the maturities, but how does it compare with other yields? You have 2570 outrunning other products regardless of their traits. Looking at the Micronaire, again, keeping with those different, a two-year average, keeping with the different regions, you're going to have the red bars indicating the discount levels, and the green bars going to be in your premium range. But again, this being a little higher, it's kind of teetered off of that and went more closer to the coarser range. Looking at the strength, that is in touching the premium range, very good universal product. And on the length, it's got a very good length to the product and uniformity. Looking at the soil series, it's anywhere or fits very good in the sand, the silts, and it really has a really interesting note that it fits good on clay. This is limited data, but if you do have some heavy ground, this certainly is an option. Looking at dry land, it fits very good, but irrigation, it really kicks it up several notches. Is it? With the management summary, I'd like to mention that it is early medium. It has a robust growth to it. You're definitely going to have to use some Mepaquat on it to kind of slow it down a little bit. I would definitely look at some foliar products, fertilizer foliar products on it to maintain the bow load. That concludes my prompt. Thank you.
Come on there.